with Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom. I'm curious your reaction to Auditor Doug Hoffer's report on the Vermont Health Exchange, the state's healthcare website. What'd you think about it?
I think Doug Hoffer, the auditor, did a tremendous job. All of things that we've known for since the really the launch of the exchange, and it's great that he's shined the light on it and exposed it. But now we need to go further and get the questions answered. And it's not enough to say you've changed the management. There are serious flaws, serious parts of this that aren't working, serious money being spent, and cost-benefit analysis needs to be done immediately. We need to find out what the Office of Inspector General, CMS, are saying to Vermont. What are their concerns? I don't really want to hear any further from Lawrence Miller about how, it's going to be fixed or he thinks it's all on track. They're out of time on that. Vermonters are hurting. They're Vermonters today. You look at the comments on these stories, whose checks have been cashed, but the insurance companies don't have the money. Where is the money?
So at this point, the state, though, has spent this enormous amount of money. Do you cut now after spending all that money? You abandon this?
We don't know how much more money it's going to cost. So what are we abandoning? Where the people will be able to get a marketplace through the feds. Right now it's a matter of making sure the fiduciary health of Blue Cross Blue Shield is secure, that those board members of Blue Cross Blue Shield are comfortable that the financial health of that company is secure. This governor, this exchange has put that at risk. That's wrong. They insure lots of other lives outside the exchange that are dependent on that company's health. And furthermore, that company's health is dependent on the providers, the doctors and the hospitals getting paid. If at some point Blue Cross Blue Shield can't pay those doctors and hospitals, then those entities are at financial risk. Not to mention the people who don't have their insurance that they think they have, that they've paid for.
Do you, follow this more closely than most people, do you believe the auditor really raised questions about whether this May deadline of change of circumstance could even be met? What do you think?
From everything I've been told from our sources, the system cannot be fixed and the May deadline will not be met.
And the governor just said that really the May deadline is not the critical one for him, but it's November, and that's the critical deadline to make the decision.
Well, they seem to move the ball when it suits them, and the reality is it's November today, it's May yesterday, it would be fixed. It's just a website. It'll be fixed soon, back in November of 2013. Time is up. We're done. It doesn't work. How much more? There's nothing more they could do. They've spent millions of dollars. They have hundreds of people working on it at a very high price per hour. $186, I think, is the average person who's working to fix this thing is getting.
It would take a year to get on the federal exchange.
It hasn't taken a year for November for Nevada and Oregon. So, is that another red herring being put up by this administration? Those states got on. The federal government's not going to leave people out there unable to get on. They'll figure it out. They're probably pretty good at figuring it out with all the states that have failed.
Anything else in that report stand out for you?
For me, the report was great, and I haven't had a chance to go through the whole thing, but we, the day before, got letters, correspondence between Blue Cross Blue Shield and the administration, and for me, it was very interesting that the Blue Cross Blue Shield offered to do an audit, pay for an audit, and the state turned them down, to find out where this money is that isn't making it over to the providers. I think that should be, we should be pressured to make sure that happens. We need to know what's in that account. Why are we paying Benaissance $41,000 a month to do something that was taken off the table before this thing even launched? It doesn't make any sense.
Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it.
Moment of your time for our friends at Shoreacres Inn and Restaurant in the beautiful Lake Champlain Islands. If you're looking for a beautiful place, nice setting to go out for dinner this evening, they are open on Friday and Saturday nights here during the early season here. So make it a nice evening out in the Champlain Islands, Shoreacres Inn and Restaurant in beautiful North Hero, Vermont. It is just a short drive, but another world away. And a beautiful lakeside dining room. Chef Dan Rainville, one of the best you're going to find out there, makes the best crab cakes that I have ever had. So check that out. Head on up there soon. Shoreacres Inn and Restaurant. Give them a call at 372-8722. That's 372-8722. You can also check out their beautiful webpage, see what the rooms look like. They have 22 gorgeous rooms up there, and you can check those all out at shoreacres.com. That's going to wrap things up for today, wrap things up for the week. I'm going to be gone next week. Ken Squire will be sitting in the chair behind the golden iron microphone. I'll be back a week from Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is FM 96.1 WDEV Warren, broadcasting from the top of Sugar Bush and the flagship AM 550 WDEV Waterbury Montpelier. News is next.